This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch.
Thank you, Randy. Here are your closing prices from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn was $4.56 and a quarter, up $2 and a quarter. March corn, $4.68 and three quarters, up $2 and a quarter. May corn, $4.77, up $2 and a quarter. November soybeans were $13.47 and three quarters, up $5 and a quarter. January soybeans, $13.50 and a quarter, up $7 and a quarter. March soybeans, $13.32 and a half, up $7 and a half. December wheat was $6.46 and a half, up $3 and a half. March wheat, $6.57 and a half, up $4. May wheat, $6.62 and three quarters, up $4 and a quarter. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mixed, but mostly higher on Wednesday afternoon. Wheat futures were given a boost from an increase in export interest. And on Wednesday, the USDA announced the sale of 1.93 million metric tons of U.S. soybeans to China, plus another 182,000 tons of U.S. soybeans to an unknown destination. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 3 to 4 higher at 441 to 463. Soybean bids ended mixed at 1324 to 1353. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted those shell corn bids 13 to 18 cents lower at 432 to 456. Soybeans down 19 to 20 cents at 1330 to 1373. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mostly 2 cents higher at 436 to 478. Soybeans 10 to 35 cents lower at 1327 to 1361. And the wheat bids up 3 to 4 cents at 594 to 615. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 10 to 20 cents lower at 1393 to 1398. Basis down 15 to 25 cents, ranging from 45 to 50 over November. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of $492 up to $507, which was down $1.80 to $11.80 per ton. Illinois corn processors cash corn bids down 13 to 18 cents at 446 to 466, with basis falling 15 to 20 cents at 10 under to 10 over December. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 4 to 13 cents lower at 435 to 441. Basis down 6 to 15 cents, ranging from 21 under to 15 under December. Soybeans were steady to a nickel higher at 1348 to 1371, with basis steady to 6 cents lower, ranging from option up to 23 over November. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids mixed at 445 to 462. These same elevators raise their soybean prices by 4 to 5 cents with quotations at 1362 to 1368. Soft wheat gained 14 cents at 631 to 632, while Milo ended steady at 483 to 484. Contract bids to producers for January delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for January delivered corn range from 431 up to 443. January soybean bids range from 1318 up to 1346. In central Illinois, January corn bids range from 438 up to 452. January soybean bids at 1333 up to 1352. And in the southern part of the state, January corn bids range from 444 up to 462. The January soybean bids range from 1339 up to 1369. That completes our country grain report for Wednesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are your closing prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. October live cattle were $125.27, up 10 cents. December live cattle, $128.95, up 30 cents. February live cattle, $130.72, up 25 cents. September feeder cattle were $157.15, up 45 cents. October feeder cattle, $158.30, up 42 cents. November feeder cattle, $1.59, up 40 cents. October lean hogs were $91.72, up 75 cents. December lean hogs, $87.95, up 42 cents. February lean hogs, $89.10, up 50 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is David Humphreys, the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture, with Wednesday afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for 200-pound pork carcass traded 96 cents higher in a range of 87, 85 to 98, with a weighted average carcass price of 93.49. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady, with moderate demand for light to moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 65 to 70, 4 to 5 weight at 67 to 73, and 500 to 550 at 69 to 75. And over 550 pounds at 73 to 77. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points are trading steady, with moderate to good demand for moderate offerings ranging from 65 to 70. Receipts for Illinois hogs this afternoon have totaled 13,291. Opening report for Greenville Livestock Auction for Tuesday, September 17th is estimated receipts at 521. Steers and heifers were steady. Holstein steers untested early. Slaughter steers choice 120.50 to 123.50 and select and choice 116 to 120.50. Slaughter heifers choice at 120.50 to 123.50 and selects at 116 to 120.50. Fairview sale barn auction for Tuesday, September 17th. The receipts were 449. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers sold 1 to 2 higher. Slaughter cows and bulls sold 3 to 5 lower. Slaughter steers, choice, 120 to 127. Steers, select and choice, 119.50 to 122. Steers, select, 110 to 119.50. Holstein steers, choice, 107.75 to 116.75. Heifers, choice, 120 to 126.50. Slaughter heifers, select at 114 to 119.50. And slaughter cows, premium average dressing at 100, high dressing at 112.50, breakers average dressing at 80 to 85, high dressing at 86.50 to 96.50, and low dressing at 82. Boners average dressing at 72.50 to 75, high dressing 72 and a quarter to 82, and low dressing at 70 to 72, and leans 65 to 70. Slaughter bulls average dressing at 80 to 95, high dressing at 97.75 to 104, and low dressing at 70 to 78. United Producers Livestock Auction Report for Tuesday, September 17th. Receipts were 530 slaughter compared to last week. Slaughter steers and heifers and slaughter Holstein steers and slaughter bulls all traded steady. Slaughter cows traded steady to a dollar lower, and feeder cattle were mostly 5 to 10 higher. Steers choice 121 to 125. Steers select and choice 116 to 120. Steers select at 110 to 115. Holstein steers choice 112 to 117. Holstein steers select and choice 104 and a quarter to 111.75. And heifers choice at 120 to 123. Heifers select and choice at 115 to 120. Slaughter cows, boners, average dressing at 82 to 88.50 and high dressing at 89 and low dressing at 77.50 to 81.50. And leans, average dressing at 73 to 83 and high dressing at 87.50 and low dressing at 63 to 72. Slaughter bulls, average dressing at 93.50 to 98.50 and low dressing at 82.50 to 88.50. Steers, medium and large, 6 weight at 134 to 147. Feeder Holstein steers, large, 3 weight at 120. Feeder heifers, medium and large, 4 weight at 140 to 165. 5 weight at 136 to 148. 6 weight at 136 to 143. Feeder bulls, medium and large, 3 weight at 175 to 194. 4 weight at 150 to 160. And 5 weight at 149 to 160, and 6 weight at 142 to 151. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 124. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 443 loads traded. Calculations for 200-pound cork carcass was 99.52, which was 91 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses are trading higher. Choice carcasses were $193.29, which was 28 cents higher, with select carcasses at $176.51, which was 75 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated 123,000, compared to 123,000 for last week and 124,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 434,000, compared to 406,000 last week and 436,000 for 1 year ago. United Producers Weekly Hay Report for Tuesday, September 17th. Compared to last week, alfalfa hay was untested. Grass hay was 25 cents lower. Receipts were 104 bales. Mixed grass, good quality at $2.85 to $3.50. Fair quality at $2.25. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And wrapping up part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Thursday, here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.81. Corn delivered to Scottville, $4.81. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $13.42. And wheat delivered to Scottville, $5.96. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices once again: corn at Greenfield, $4.81; corn at Scottville, $4.81; beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $13.42; and wheat at Scottville, $5.96. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Thursday, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois and by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City. It's 6:22, time now for a check of Color Radar weather. Color Radar and the Weather Center does show scattered light showers around our mid-Illinois listening area. This check of Color Radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company and by Carlinville Truck Equipment.
At Carlinville Truck Equipment, they think being considerate and courteous comes with the territory. Courtesy isn't merely being polite. It means honest friendship, honest prices, and honest dealing. When they put their name behind the product or service they provide for you, they do it with pride, not just in the product or service, but in having you as a customer. For your truck or trailer repair needs, call today at 217-854-6706 or visit them online at ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment, they deliver what others promise.
Who else provides a partner in crop production like M&M Service Company? The fact is, with your M&M crop specialist working with you throughout the entire year, you have the unique advantage of combining quality seed with expert agronomic knowledge and know-how. As a true business partner, you can rely on your M&M Service crop specialist to help you reduce risks, make smarter decisions, improve profits, and just make the whole business of farming easier. So, for a production partner that can bring solutions that work in your fields, get a hold of your M&M Service Company crop specialist today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Partly cloudy skies today, a slight chance of showers. The high today about 90 degrees with south winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with showers likely, low temperatures in the low 70s. And for tomorrow, Friday, cloudy and cooler with showers likely, high temperatures in the upper 70s. And your extended forecast for Saturday through Monday, clear and cooler. Low temperatures in the mid-50s, high temperatures in the upper 70s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure is steady, our temperature 72 degrees under cloudy skies. And over the past 24 hours, WSMI Weather Watcher, the Lang family of Caulfield, a half inch of rain, 0.3 inches here at the Weather Center. Once again, cloudy skies, 72 degrees on this Thursday morning. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by the CHS Service Center of Louder and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn. Once again, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch.
With the changes in the hours of service truck drivers are allotted to be on the roads, a group from the Midwest Truckers Association is planning to visit with the Transportation Secretary to discuss these changes and other problems. I spoke with Don Schaefer of the Midwest Truckers Association about some of the exemptions they hope to clarify in their visit.
You know, we've had, you know, pretty much in Illinois that an unwritten rule, pretty much, with law enforcement in the state of Illinois, that during the summertime, if they stop a livestock hauler for what have you, you know, that especially on an inspection, they won't inspect a a full livestock truck trailer combination. I don't think I'd want to do an inspection of a full livestock trailer. I mean, to be quite honest. But on the other hand, the whole issue there is to keep the air movement going. You know, because of the fact that the animals are in confined quarters, and the police are real good about that in Illinois. Pretty much, that they have a directive that says, if it's warm out, then just let them keep going. You can do all you want with an empty one, but the live ones, unless if it's a ticket for speeding or something, that's one thing. But to do it as quick as possible and get the truck driver on his way. So it's reasonable. It works. So maybe the federal law, the federal regulation would say the same thing, that, over a certain temperature, we give them an exemption for the hours of service. So in other words, that if they, they're coming up on their hours, that they make their drop, and then observe the mandatory rest break or what have you, because it's a half hour that the new federal law requires that the truck driver take a half hour break somewhere along the day. And you can't keep livestock in a trailer just sitting there for a half hour. It just doesn't work.
No, that would be a long time for a trailer of cattle or hogs to just sit there.
Yeah, and we've heard the same argument coming out of the concrete ready mix industry. We've heard the same thing from the asphalt industry. They're saying, hey, if I let my truck sit there for a half hour, you're going to have to dynamite the stuff out of the truck because it's going to set up. So they haven't gotten a response yet. I think maybe the feds are going to come back to them and say, well, then just time your routes when you're going and, figure it out. But who knows? There may be an exemption built in for them also sometime down the road. We haven't seen it yet. And, this is a new rule, so I think everyone's just trying to, feel it out a little bit and trying to say, this works, this doesn't work, we'll have to work with it, or we'll have to get some changes made.
Well, hopefully everyone will have a better idea of it after you guys visit the new Secretary of Transportation.
That'd be nice, just to figure out some direction so we can tell people, hey, this is where it's going. That's the big thing. The uncertainty of working under a strict federal rule, sometimes it works real well and sometimes it doesn't. There's been a lot of feedback on this one that it doesn't. So we'll just have to make our concerns known and see what happens.
There has been talk of it becoming necessary for demand rationing of this year's soybean crop. I spoke with Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions.
Well, absolutely on the soybean side. I do think the market's going to have to do some demand rationing, probably similar to a year ago. It won't do that until the second half of the marketing year, and then maybe it'll be a basis play more than a futures market, unless we have a weather scare in South America with development of some drought down there or something like that during the growing season. At this point, the soybean market should be well supported, and I think as demand becomes clear and we get some more drops in production, I think we have the opportunity to go higher. But strength in corn is going to have to come from strength in soybeans at this point, because corn doesn't have its own story unless we see a much more significant drop in yields.
That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.